a massive win to come here and go home with 3 points. It's a massive win for the boys. That's three wins in a row now, and obviously five unbeaten. So we were on really good form. Boys are putting a really hard shift out there today, and we got what we deserved, and we're going home happy.
A wicked aside. I mean, they're unbeaten here. They're the FA Cup holders. I mean, put the win in some sort of perspective for us.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Like you said, to be come here and be the first team to beat Wigan's massive. Gaffer said about that before the game. You know, it would be great to be the first team to do it, and for us to do it, it's brilliant. Like I said, they've got, you know, you look at their players and their squad. It's a really strong squad, and to come here and beat them is it's massive.
What was the game plan today?
Same as usual. We want to go out there, play our stuff, be nice and positive, create chances, and we go into every game looking to win, and I think we showed that today.
We talk about your goal in a minute, but, you know, some of the performances, I'd like to pick out Ashley Barnes today, because he just never stopped running. I was saying in the commentary that, you know, it was a tremendous performance as a lone striker.
Yeah, superb. Barnes, he was outstanding today. He worked tirelessly all day. He's an old-up player. He was brilliant. He was causing their centre-half nightmares, and, that's what Barnes is about. I personally love playing with him. He gives it everything every week, and, for him to get two goals the other week and today to do the other side, which he always does, it was massive for the team, and it was a huge performance from Barnsley today.
Funny how games change, because Grant Holt perhaps could and should have made it 1-0 when Gordon Greer lost possession, and then Elfian go and score. So, you know, it's strange how that happens.
Yeah, it's football, you know, you see it every week. I think we would have been unlucky to go a goal down, but, you know, we showed the character that, you know, sometimes that when he misses a chance, you think, yeah, it could be our day sort of thing, and it turned out to be. But, you know, right away from Thomas doing the world-class save, the back four, superb again. Midfielders, you know, I can't, like I said about Barnsley, the whole team effort was brilliant. Boys have been training really hard. The international break came at a good time, even though he was on good form. We regrouped and we go again.
Tell us about the goal. You're now the top scorer in the club.
It was, I think David Whipstable and Jake's attacked it well. Keeper's made a great save, and it's obviously sort of dropped down to me, and I've just sort of edited it back the other way where it came from, and obviously over the moon to see it going, because, you know, them fans that travel that way, for them to go home now, they'd be really happy. So it was, it was big.
Was it just a case of keeping your eye on the ball? Because when Forster Klassi headed it, I think everyone thought it was in. You said it was a terrific save.
It was, you know, Jake's attacked it really well, and like I said, the keeper's made an unbelievable save in the first instance, and then obviously I'm just sort of being aware of where it's going to land, and obviously just directed it back, and obviously delighted to see it going in. But I think, you know, the goal's obviously important, but to go in with the 3 points after all the efforts of the boys, it's that's great stuff.
And then you see, even after that, terrific save by Thomas.
Yeah, world-class save. It's a, you know, great header. Was it Owie who headed it as well? Yeah. He's that's his trademark, his header, and he's finishing his old-up play. You know, he's a top player, and, you know, I personally thought it was going in, and then obviously Thomas pulled out a world-class save, and, you know, over the moon.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, say, five goals now this season. Just sort of one goal lead to another.
Yeah, I think I've always, you know, I've said it before, I've always worked hard to get up and down and get in areas, and, you know, if you keep doing that, the ball's going to fall to you, and obviously, you know, goals are important, but like I say, goals for me are a bonus, because, you know, there's other parts of my game that, you know, I like to do, but, you know, it's obviously nice to score, but for me the main important thing is to keep climbing that table and keep working hard, and that's what the boys are doing.
And what about your fitness, Andrew? Because you pulled out the internationals in midweek. Have you got a niggle that you're just trying to manage, or?
I think, you know, I've played, apart from one game, I think I've played every minute of every game, so I'm just trying to keep on top of stuff. So, you know, you get a few niggles here and there, because obviously being a midfielder, you cover a lot of ground. So it's just a case of me trying to look after myself, and, you know, but the Chris Coleman was great about it. You know, obviously last year missed out on a little bit of football last year through injury, so it was he was great about it. Obviously, you know, I want to go away again, and I hope I will go away again, but at that stage it was important for me just to rest up and get a few niggles sorted out, and it's just important for me to keep playing like that today, and keep getting points for the Albion.
What's the feeling in the squad tonight?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, so it's a long trip up here, and to go away, you know, win 1-0, you know, the boys are over the moon. There's a good vibe about the club. Everyone's pulling in the right direction, and, you know, we're training hard, we're playing hard, and, you know, three wins in this league in a row is massive, and, you know, it's great to do that.